saying you've got to kiss a lot of frogs to find your prince. Well, God has kissed frogs from the time that he had to put up with all of us. But I do agree with the comedian in this instance. It's his fault. He chose us to be as we are. And we choose to be as he would have us be, or we choose to go against him. And our penalty for making the incorrect choice is around and around and around on that wheel. There was a nice song written and sung and quite humorous, but if you ever have an opportunity to hear it, listen to it. It was done by Christofferson and Jennings. Cash, I believe, maybe not, I believe it was, and Willie Nelson. And they had all ridden the hard trail. But they had all found God along the way. And they did a little song on going around and around and around and coming back. I don't know what it's called, but it's the way it is. And one thinks that, well, I'm a born again something. They want to say Jesus. I'm born again in Jesus. I am born again Christian, without analyzing the term they've just used, because there is no dictionary of truth for you to use. So your heart is filled with a revolvement. You have come around to see what you have done, and that is not the life I choose. But I know all these people. Am I going to cast them out of my life? I can rise up out of the pot smoking or the drinking or the whatever. It's usually alcohol that originally gets you, except in the rock groups, and then it's just drugs. But it's alcohol also. And so you have a mixture of these addicting substances that are planned to trap you. But there will be some experiences along the way, especially in the lives of the entertainers. You will find that most of the ones who have truly an inspirational turnabout will not be of the elite group that are placed there and call themselves Jews. They came across. They had to make a decision as to what their religion would be. It was not appropriate anymore just to be of Satan. They called themselves the serpent people, remember. Go back and read Nora's research. They called themselves the serpent people. And they had been around forever. And I had to caution Callie, because she has some excellent research papers, and it brought pain to her, and I'm sorry that it did, because it was never intended to bring pain. But ones get the perception that because it's historical and someone writes about it, that somehow it's okay. In Egypt, remember the symbol of the serpent. In Egypt, and in old Atlantis, in old Mu, it became the symbol of the land of the god and the gods and the elite, the seven serpents, seven candlesticks. Don't miss it. A candlestick is nothing but a symbol of a serpent with an all-consuming flame. And the symbol of the seven serpents was the epitome of the symbol of evil. Always worn by the monarch or the tribal chief or the whoever. That's all right. Do you understand me? They are here experiencing. But we must be very cautious what we present, lest those people out there reading misinterpret as bad as Vina did. about her gold certificate. And when ones refer to me as a serpent, I can laugh about it because I find it amusing. If ones say I am that and I have visited them, they lie. It is not me. I have never in all of my existence presented as a serpent. That is like saying to the greatest patriot of all time, you're a traitor. You are a traitor to truth and the cause of God. Given historically, it's good information, but given in a perception or a way that it can be perceived as being right or righteous, is unacceptable. And I probably chose the wrong words to use. I asked Callie not to write on this subject yet. Let's stick to geophysical things, because we're going to blunder off here into subjects that are so controversial and so, you know, intimidating, the snake in the apple tree, the serpent of the physical domain. And this is where snakes get, literally, a bad name. But God did not bring poison unto your place. And I'm not interested in whether or not snakes are indigenous. Man, evil, has manufactured the negative aspects of what just is. And this is why he cannot win the ultimate battle. That does not mean that he may not reign supreme on a planet. And you were told that before the ending of the time, you would have total rule of Satan. Literally meaning the physical plane. And there would be a vying of power of men, human. And it didn't necessarily restrict man to your place, but entering into the density of your place, many of the alien brothers would not be able to get off because they would become heavy. And they would bring technology, and you would use technology, and it would get out of control because you cannot turn it off. You don't have the knowledge to turn it off once it has started its big bang. And the more intelligent of the species knew it. Tesla said to Walter Russell, put it away. It'll be 1,000 years before man is ready for what you have. So, once again, I can very graciously refer to Walter Russell and anyone around him. Because Walter Russell put away the key on the advice of Nikola Tesla. Man was not ready. Is man ready now? Obviously not. Because he tried to bring it again, and it was stopped right here. Right here. So don't ever underestimate your service. It would never be that God could ever come through, for goodness sakes, the politicians of your land. And that includes all your pulpits. Because you see, the ones that speak the truth are never heard. It'll be a little room like this. Because the doctrines, the demands, the accounting, will absorb you. Will always be through the one you least expect, be it yourself. That's why you must never put self down. That's an insult to God who created you. It's an insult against His choice of accepting your service, albeit you don't remember. God does not plan lightly. He does not plan carelessly. And it takes a long time to structure the right building blocks and to bring another man into His own funnel direction. Let's take Ron Jackson. Is he a godly man? Yes, he is, because God created him. And he believes that he can serve and do something. Well, can he produce money? That's all Dorma's interested in. By golly, I'll tell you, when the pressures get down, I trust you, God, but... And she will recognize this is her test. This is her journey. You know, I came to write. You didn't say anything about this other stuff. And you told me a book. And then you told me through that Indian five books. And how many did we hear?
Well, 119.
Yeah. I will say this. Yesterday, let's just take a little prayer for her. Yesterday she had the first time, and I can't really stop it. It's sort of like Eric's heart for Audrey. She began to have spasms in her hands. And I mean like Charlie horses. So this is something that I'm going to have to work at. And we've got them so calloused, or so the tendons already so wrapped, that it's very hard for her now to take a needle and thread and do a little hobby. Or to take a pen and try to write a Christmas card. She can type, she can't write. And so it comes down to centering. But what I watch for is the response. Is it, oh my God, poor me, I'm going to quit? No, it was, oh God, please, not my hands. And I know that all of you in this room hear it. Because you will choose to protect the very thing that will allow you to serve. And God knows what He's doing. And you think, well, it cannot be just us. We're not enough. Well, number one, it is not just you, but you are enough. Came a document from a person wishing to have a publication, having received from the masters. It looks like it's going to be beautiful, but a lot of pages. Lots and lots of pages. So they just sent the index. And Dorma's heart just swelled. I think Rick had probably sent it over. And she said, I don't know why Rick, of all people, would send something about Jesus, Sananda, to me and Hatton. Well, if Rick read it, which probably thumbed through it about like she did, it only took like getting to the third or fourth index to realize it couldn't be. You see, you're all searching for that one out there that can present the truth to you. And you don't have to do it. Sorry, Rick. This one didn't cut it. I don't care how many thousands of pages. If the truth isn't there of the way you know that it happened, there's no way to fudge it. There's no way to fudge it. Just didn't happen that way. And it's painful because the ones receiving believe it to be the truth. But it foists off on you an ongoing saga, which is a beautiful, lovely story. But you're about truth. And then when you want to write a story, write a story. Write a seepapoo. Don't call this the gospel. Because it isn't. But one can be just as beautiful and as imaginative as you want it to be. Just know what you're doing, that's all. And I also get a response, well, that's what we're here for. Why don't you just tell us what we're doing? Because none of us know. You will. You do. And we're going to get there. And I would rather have someone who was a good assassin and chooses to go about refounding a nation. He'll find God. He will find God. And if he is truth, he will also produce the other things that he has alluded that he can do. And at some point, if he cannot do them, he will be honorable enough to say, I can't do it after all. I would rather him say, I was a con man right up to this moment, but sir, I would really like to just change. That's suitable. To go on and bury deeper and deeper and deeper into a lie is not acceptable. And a lot of times you get hope when you don't see a way and there is a possibility of a way presented to you. You will find a way through it. And you still have the buffer of the hope. And I'm not going to take it away. I would rather allow that one to produce reality. Because keeping in mind, if you understand the point of the illusion, you can create the reality. And that is something your enemy cannot do. He must use force. He must use violence. And he must use fear. He doesn't have anything else to use. He cannot create the illusion. And you don't have to take on that responsibility of the entire world. But I'm not going to negate my responsibility to every member of your planetary family to soothe an ego of one who sets self aside as the Savior. And I'm telling you something else. If you put yourself aside as the Savior and all you have to offer is money, you haven't saved much. Your enemy will try to kill you, and the welfare mentality will try to get it from you. And what they don't suck from you, the criminals will. Don't ever base your entire presentation on money. And don't come to me if you don't want an answer. Because I'm telling you, I'm past the time of just telling you what you want to hear. I'm now that nasty old commander that my brothers out here know I am. They snicker. Oh, he's got brown. He's pushover. But I have the reputation of being absolutely the most unbending officer in the cosmic fleet. That does not mean I am not total unconditional love. I put conditions on service. not unlovable. And that's my Christmas message. We're trying to bring Christ back here to bring you home. And by golly, we're going to do it. And if there are just 42 of us, that's fine. May only be 144,000, but I'm saving that for the Jews. There's one part of that revelation that better be heard. There will be in the Rift Valley between the Dead Sea and the coast a split, and there will be at least 144,000 beings put in it. They will fall into the rift, and the ones that come forth are going to be Christians. They're going to have learned the light, and they're going to be from that lineage. And that's what the 144,000 is about. They are going to become the best teachers in behalf of Christ. And I don't mean a Saul of Tarsus who goes and writes a Bible to suit himself. They're going to tell the truth. They're going to see the light. Now, thank goodness, that is not my job. Guess whose it is? That's where good old Sananta comes in. I can get him back here. I can prepare the way. I can be the messenger, and we can bring the truth so that man can begin to open his eyes and see what in the soup has happened to him. But something magnificent is going to happen. And we're going to be around. And that's just the way it is. And there's no argument about aliens. None. Zero. Zip. You may not be allowed to know it. They may lie to you. But they know it. Why do you think Carter's getting sent around? Anyone want to speculate? Carter is about the only president owned right up and said, I'm going to tell everybody. I've seen a spacecraft, and I've seen those beings, and I'm going to tell. And that was the end of Carter politically.
It was, well, yes.
But he is sure making it around now, isn't he?
Yeah.
So, actually, aren't we having fun? And we can turn off light switches, and we can do a lot of things. And we can do it and still serve God. And we can turn on our Christmas trees, and we can have lights, and we can have camaraderie, and we can enjoy a good party. We are not pious do-gooders. And while we're experiencing on this place, we're going to have a good time, because I happen to prefer comedy to sour drama. I may have passed the way of Greece, but I hated their theater.
Commander, can I make a comment about Russell?
Yes, please.
Nora had a comment, too.
Yeah, Nora had a question.
I guess it's on.
Yes.
You mentioned a few things about Walter Russell and that Tesla had said to him to put it away because man was not going to be ready for 1,000 years, and you honored him because he hid the key. And I spoke to a woman within the last few weeks. There's been a request in the contact that people who had contact with Russell or had his material, that they contact us if they had certain things. And I thought I would share that it appears to me now that Russell had a lot more understanding than I earlier realized There was a woman that I spoke with who said that she personally studied with Russell, and when she first met him, she went to Swannanoa, was called by him telepathically to come to the third floor, and went up there. This is during his life, prior to his passing on. And she was standing in a hallway not knowing what she was doing there. Her husband was still downstairs taking pictures. She didn't say anything to him when she left. And she started feeling a breeze. And she turned around. There was a bush there, a bush in the hallway that the leaves started rustling. And she turned around, and Russell materialized in front of her. And I realized at that point, and I talked with this woman quite extensively, and I sensed a real balance within her. She didn't sound like a fruitcake to me, which I'm pretty, I can be pretty skeptical of what people have to say, and it appeared to me that she was very, very balanced in her presentation. So I just thought I would offer that confirmation.
I thank you. Dorma thanks you. Because, you see, when she's sitting in front of those attorneys doing the third degree, and she said, no, Russell was there with me. I don't know about Commander and spacecraft and ETs, but Russell was there. And, of course, they brushed that right on by. And then the next question is, well, and Lonnie asked this, was Russell with Commander? And actually, yes. The answer is yes. But we're not from the same place. We're not from the same level of growth. We're not from the same dimension. We're not from the same place. At that point, Lonnie put it better than I've heard it said. In other words, you have levels of teachers. And you move right on up into the archangels. And that's correct. And these are professors, basically, I can call them professors, Cohan's teachers, that are not the level of certainly a Christ being. Their intention at this level of their own growth is not to be a Christ, but to bring truth and technology in back into the human element when it is proper, when it is right, the right timing. And you have to lay the foundation for this, the truth of evolution. And I don't mean from fish, but that's what did it, I'm sure, if Rick looked at this in the index. You evolved from first, you know, the fish. And then from monkey came man. Man is man. Monkey is monkey.
Excuse me, Commander.
I have a question.
Please.
It follows on something Mitch said about Russell appearing or disappearing. Can you tell me the level at which a being can appear or disappear at will? The reason I'm asking is the aliens or the intergalactic beings that are working with the Zionists on our place, can they appear or disappear at will?
Some of them. The ones that have truly attached and evolved into a human being, let us say a Shamir, he can't. But many of, quote, the little grays can go through a wall, for instance. Yeah. Yes.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that they're necessarily spiritually evolved. It's just an ability they have then.
Yes, but you'll find that these ones are very... saying you've got to kiss a lot of frogs. to find your prince. Well, God has kissed frogs from the time that he had to put up with all of us. But I do agree with the comedian in this instance. It's his fault. He chose us to be as we are. And we choose to be as he would have us be, or we choose to go against him. And our penalty for making the incorrect choice is around and around and around on that wheel. There was a nice song written and sung and quite humorous, but if you ever have an opportunity to hear it, listen to it. It was done by Christofferson and Jennings. Cash, I believe, maybe not, I believe it was, and Willie Nelson. And they had all ridden the hard trail. But they had all found God along the way. And they did a little song on going around and around and around and coming back. I don't know what it's called, but it's the way it is. And one thinks that, well, I'm a born-again something. They want to say Jesus. I'm born again in Jesus. I am born again Christian, without analyzing the term they've just used, because there is no dictionary of truth for you to use. So your heart is filled with a revolvement. You have come around to see what you have done, and that is not the life I choose. But I know all these people. Am I going to cast them out of my life? I can rise up out of the pot smoking or the drinking or the whatever. It's usually alcohol that originally gets you, except in the rock groups, and then it's just drugs. But it's alcohol also. And so you have a mixture of these addicting substances that are planned to trap you. But there will be some experiences along the way, especially in the lives of the entertainers. You will find that most of the ones who have truly an inspirational turnabout will not be of the elite group that are placed there and call themselves Jews. They came across. They had to make a decision as to what their religion would be. It was not appropriate anymore just to be of Satan. They called themselves the serpent people, remember. Go back and read Nora's research. They called themselves the serpent people. And they had been around forever. And I had to caution Callie, because she has some excellent research papers, and it brought pain to her, and I'm sorry that it did, because it was never intended to bring pain. But ones get the perception that because it's historical and someone writes about it, that somehow it's okay. In Egypt, remember the symbol of the serpent. In Egypt, and in old Atlantis, in old Mu, it became the symbol of the land of the god and the gods and the elite, the seven serpents, seven candlesticks. Don't miss it. A candlestick is nothing but a symbol of a serpent. With an all-consuming flame. And the symbol of the seven serpents was the epitome of the symbol of evil. Always worn by the monarch or the tribal chief or the whoever. That's all right. Do you understand me? They are here experiencing. But we must be very cautious what we present, lest those people out there reading misinterpret as bad as Vina did about her gold certificate. And when ones refer to me as a serpent, I can laugh about it because I find it amusing. If ones say I am that and I have visited them, they lie. It is not me. I have never in all of my existence presented as a serpent. That is like saying to the greatest patriot of all time, you're a traitor. You are a traitor to truth and the cause of God. Given historically, it's good information. But given in a perception or a way that it can be perceived as being right or righteous is unacceptable. And I probably chose the wrong words to use. I asked Callie not to write on this subject yet. Let's stick to geophysical things because we're going to blunder off here into subjects that are so controversial and so, you know, intimidating, the snake in the apple tree. The serpent of the physical domain. And this is where snakes get, literally, a bad name. But God did not bring poison onto your place. And I'm not interested in whether or not snakes are indigenous. Man, evil, has manufactured the negative aspects of what just is. And this is why he cannot win the ultimate battle. That does not mean that he may not reign supreme on a planet. And you were told that before the ending of the time, you would have total rule of Satan. Literally meaning the physical plane. And there would be a vying of power of men, human. And it didn't necessarily restrict man to your place, but entering into the density of your place, many of the alien brothers would not be able to get off because they would become heavy. And they would bring technology and you would use technology and it would get out of control because you cannot turn it off. You don't have the knowledge to turn it off once it has started its big bang. And the more intelligent of the species knew it. Tesla said to Walter Russell, put it away. It'll be 1,000 years before man is ready for what you have. So, once again, I can very graciously refer to Walter Russell and anyone around him. Because Walter Russell put away the key on the advice of Nikola Tesla. Man was not ready. Is man ready now? Obviously not. Because he tried to bring it again and it was stopped right here. Right here. So don't ever underestimate your service. It would never be that God could ever come through, for goodness sakes, the politicians of your land, and that includes all your pulpits, because you see, the ones that speak the truth are never heard. It'll be a little room like this. Because the doctrines, the demands, the accounting will absorb you. will always be through the one you least expect, be it yourself. That's why you must never put self down. That's an insult to God who created you. It's an insult against his choice of accepting your service, albeit you don't remember. God does not plan lightly. He does not plan carelessly. And it takes a long time to structure the right building blocks and to bring another man into his own funnel direction. Let's take Ron Jackson. Is he a godly man? Yes, he is, because God created him. And he believes that he can serve and do something. Well, can he produce money? That's all Dorma's interested in. By golly, I'll tell you, when the pressures get down, I trust you, God, but... And she will recognize this is her test. This is her journey. You know, I came to write. You didn't say anything about this other stuff. And you told me a book. And then you told me through that Indian 5 books. And how many did we hear?
Well, 119.
Yeah.
I will say this, yesterday, let's just take a little prayer for her. Yesterday she had the first time, and I can't really stop it. It's sort of like Eric's heart for Audrey. She began to have spasms in her hands. And I mean like Charlie horses. So this is something that I'm going to have to work at. And we've got them so calloused or so the tendons already so wrapped that it's very hard for her now to take a needle and thread and do a little hobby. Or to take a pen and try to write a Christmas card. She can type, she can't write. And so it comes down to centering. But what I watch for is the response. Is it, oh my God, poor me, I'm going to quit? No, it was, oh God, please, not my hands. And I know that all of you in this room hear it. Because you will choose to protect the very thing that will allow you to serve. And God knows what he's doing. And you think, well, it cannot be just us. We're not enough. Well, number one, it is not just you, but you are enough. Came a document from a person wishing to have a publication, having received from the masters. It looks like it's going to be beautiful, but a lot of pages. Lots and lots of pages. So they just sent the index. And Dorma's heart just swelled. I think Rick had probably sent it over. And she said, I don't know why Rick, of all people, would send something about Jesus, Sananda, to me and Hatton. Well, if Rick read it, which probably thumbed through it about like she did, it only took like getting to the third or fourth index to realize it couldn't be. You see, you're all searching for that one out there that can present the truth to you. And you don't have to do it. Sorry, Rick. This one didn't cut it. I don't care how many thousands of pages. If the truth isn't there of the way you know that it happened, there's no way to fudge it. There's no way to fudge it. Just didn't happen that way. And it's painful because the ones receiving believe it to be the truth. But it foists off on you an ongoing saga, which is a beautiful, lovely story. But you're about truth. And then when you want to write a story, write a story. Write a sipapoo. Don't call this the gospel. Because it isn't. But one can be just as beautiful and as imaginative as you want it to be. Just know what you're doing, that's all. And I also get a response, well, that's what we're here for. Why don't you just tell us what we're doing? Because none of us know. You will. You do. And we're going to get there. And I would rather have someone who was a good assassin and chooses to go about refounding a nation. He'll find God. He will find God. And if he is truth, he will also produce the other things that he has alluded that he can do. And at some point, if he cannot do them, he will be honorable enough to say, I can't do it after all. I would rather him say, I was a con man right up to this moment, but sir, I would really like to just change. That's suitable. To go on and bury deeper and deeper and deeper into a lie is not acceptable. And a lot of times you get hope when you don't see a way and there is a possibility of a way presented to you. You will find a way through it. And you still have the buffer of the hope. And I'm not going to take it away. I would rather allow that one to produce reality. Because keeping in mind, if you understand the point of the illusion, you can create the reality. And that is something your enemy cannot do. He must use force. He must use violence. And he must use fear. He doesn't have anything else to use. He cannot create the illusion. And you don't have to take on that responsibility of the entire world. But I'm not going to negate my responsibility to every member of your planetary family to soothe an ego of one who sets self aside as the savior. And I'm telling you something else. If you put yourself aside as the savior and all you have to offer is money, you haven't saved much. Your enemy will try to kill you, and the welfare mentality will try to get it from you. And what they don't suck from you, the criminals will. Don't ever base your entire presentation on money. And don't come to me if you don't want an answer. Because I'm telling you, I'm past the time of just telling you what you want to hear. I'm now that nasty old commander that my brothers out here know I am. They snicker. Oh, he's got around. He'd push over. But I have the reputation of being absolutely the most unbending officer in the cosmic fleet. That does not mean I am not total unconditional love. I put conditions on service, not on love. And that's my Christmas message. We're trying to bring Christ back here to bring you home. And by golly, we're going to do it. And if there are just 42 of us, that's fine. May only be 144,000, but I'm saving that for the Jews. There's one part of that revelation that better be heard. There will be in the Rift Valley between the Dead Sea and the coast a split, and there will be at least 144,000 beings put in it. They will fall into the rift. And the ones that come forth are going to be Christians. They're going to have learned the light. And they're going to be from that lineage. And that's what the 144,000 is about. They are going to become the best teachers in behalf of Christ. And I don't mean a Saul of Tarsus who goes and writes a Bible to suit himself. They're going to tell the truth. They're going to see the light. Now, thank goodness, that is not my job. Guess whose it is? That's where good old Sananta comes in. I can get him back here. I can prepare the way. I can be the messenger, and we can bring the truth so that man can begin to open his eyes and see what in the soup has happened to him. But something magnificent is going to happen. And we're going to be around. And that's just the way it is. And there's no argument about aliens. None. Zero. Zip. You may not be allowed to know it. They may lie to you. But they know it. Why do you think Carter's getting sent around? Anyone want to speculate? Carter is about the only president owned right up and said, I'm going to tell everybody. I've seen a spacecraft and I've seen those beings and I'm going to tell. And that was the end of Carter politically.
It was, well, yes.
But he is sure making it around now, isn't he? Yeah. So, actually, aren't we having fun? And we can turn off light switches and we can do a lot of things. And we can do it and still serve God. And we can turn on our Christmas trees, and we can have lights, and we can have camaraderie, and we can enjoy a good party. We are not pious do-gooders. And while we're experiencing on this place, we're going to have a good time, because I happen to prefer comedy to sour drama. I may have passed the way of Greece, but I hated their theater.
Commander, can I make a comment about Russell?
Yes, please.
Nora had a comment, too.
Yeah, Nora had a question.
I guess it's on.
Yes.
You mentioned a few things about Walter Russell and that Tesla had said to him to put it away because man was not going to be ready for 1,000 years, and you honored him because he hid the key. And I spoke to a woman within the last few weeks. There's been a request in the contact that people with who had contact with Russell or had his material, that they contact us if they had certain things. And I thought I would share that it appears to me now that Russell had a lot more understanding than I earlier realized. There was a woman that I spoke with who said that she personally studied with Russell, and when she first met him, She went to Swannanoa, was called by him telepathically to come to the third floor, and went up there. This is during his life, prior to his passing on. And she was standing in a hallway not knowing what she was doing there. Her husband was still downstairs taking pictures. She didn't say anything to him when she left. And she started feeling a breeze. And she turned around. There was a bush there, a bush in the hallway that the leaves started rustling. And she turned around, and Russell materialized in front of her. And I realized at that point, and I talked with this woman quite extensively, and I sensed a real balance within her. She didn't sound like a fruitcake to me, which I'm pretty, I can be pretty skeptical of what people have to say, and it appeared to me that she was very, very balanced in her presentation. So I just thought I would offer that confirmation.
I thank you. Dorma thanks you. Because, you see, when she's sitting in front of those attorneys doing the third degree, and she said, no, Russell was there with me. I don't know about Commander and spacecraft and ETs, but Russell was there. And, of course, they brushed that right on by. And then the next question is, well, and Lonnie asked this, was Russell with Commander? And actually, yes. The answer is yes. But we're not from the same place. We're not from the same level of growth. We're not from the same dimension. We're not from the same place. At that point, Lonnie put it better than I've heard it said. In other words, you have levels of teachers, and you move right on up into the archangels. And that's correct. And these are professors, basically, I can call them professors, Kohan's teachers, that are not to the level of certainly a Christ being. Their intention at this level of their own growth is not to be a Christ, but to bring truth and technology in back into the human element when it is proper, when it is right, the right timing. And you have to lay the foundation for this, the truth of evolution. And I don't mean from fish, but that's what did it, I'm sure, if Rick looked at this in the index. You evolved from first, you know, the fish. And then from monkey came man. Man is man. Monkey is monkey.
Excuse me, Commander.
I have a question.
Please.
It follows on something Mitch said about Russell appearing or disappearing. Can you tell me the level at which a being can appear or disappear at will? The reason I'm asking is the aliens or the intergalactic beings that are working with the Zionists on our place, can they appear or disappear at will?
Some of them. The ones that have truly attached and evolved into a human being, let us say a Shamir, he can't. But many of, quote, the little grays can go through a wall, for instance. Yeah. Yes.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that they're necessarily spiritually evolved. It's just an ability they have.
Yes, but you'll find that these ones are very